one of the things that we have that we also able to salvage that we need to put some up on YouTube. So we're gonna do this here. We're gonna do a recreation, man.
Okay.
Of Martin, like, God damn, just do it. Let me get on.
I'm sorry, I gotta get her home.
All right, we're gonna do this real quick then. Because one of the things that we did there is that we did a review for, because people saying, man, that's cool that if you lost the audio for the show, all right, you did whatever, man. But please don't tell me you didn't lose Uncle Drew.
Because I don't know whether to go see it or not.
The Uncle Drew review? Because y'all were talking a lot of shit about that movie, man.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. So didn't want to go see it either.
didn't give the movie a chance. We said, we already know this. Yeah. It's some old bullshit.
Yeah, can I just give it some old bullshit now and keep my 2 hours?
And save our time. And I told Mark, you know what? Look, man, we know where it is, but we don't want to get caught in a scandal. We don't want to be caught like giving a movie a rating and then somebody finds out that we never saw it.
Yeah.
So we went and saw this movie that we knew was already some bullshit. And Uncle Drew, we're going to jump into this right now. Now, if y'all were there at the show, you're going to hear some of the same reviews, comments, and jokes that you heard when you were there. Just share something with the people who will never be able to see this show again. Can you give them that? Thank you. So, if you want to, might be some new things in here if you want to stay again. But if not, then you've heard most of this before when you were in Chicago. And this is for the people who weren't. Now, Uncle Drew, y'all know that's the bad makeup basketball movie out there. And turns out that basketball players in bad makeup, that's not a new thing at all.
Apparently not.
Basketball players love to dress up in costume. It's almost like they love basketball on Halloween. any chance they can get to dress up as another character, that's how I know a lot of these athletes have a desire to act.
Yeah.
Because we've seen this before. LeBron James had... LeBron James is so famous, $153 million man. He said, you know what? One LeBron is not enough. He made a whole family of LeBrons.
You can't get through Detroit training in no pool. You think Michael trained in the pool? No, I don't think so.
Funny thing is, that's better makeup than Uncle Drew.
Well, because it's barely any makeup. They just put a little gray, some gray fuzz on it, on his chin. And it's dark glasses.
And somehow still works better than the mud pies they had in Uncle Drew. Yeah, okay. That, just my opinion. Sometimes less is more.
Mm-hmm.
Minimalism. And some people, look, LeBron was not even the first one to do that. Y'all thought, oh, LeBron, he's such a trendsetter. Oh, my God. No, back in the day, Larry Johnson had grandmama.
These are my new shoes from Converse. They're so light and so fast, my grandmama can whoop you in them. Grandmama!
Dari.
Let's go. Work! Shoot like you're not looking all night! Move it, Granny, move it! Remember.
A lot of people to this day still don't know that those are two different people. They still think grandmama just a big ass black woman.
don't let that secret out. You're gonna break some hearts.
I'm sorry. It must be known now. I hate to tell you. 2 decades later. What? But so you look at this, it's like ain't nothing new under the sun right here. But let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for Uncle Drew. And then we'll come back and, like I said, we'll get this bullshit review done and then we'll be out of here, Mark.
We all remember that one moment that made us believe.
He's done it again!
Unbelievable!
The game is filled with stories of legends and how they were born. But this is not that story.
No.
Was you just watching me sleep again?
Boy, you are better than Cable, okay?
Wait a minute now. What's going on?
I used everything I got on this tournament.
You lost our superstar to another coach.
What's that smell? Is that a grudge?
This is the perfect opportunity for dads to meet Uncle Drew, the greatest blacktop player I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my nuts.
Oh, Joe, nuts.
All you wannabes out here gonna play like Jordan.
So we trying to get Morgan Freeman?
Like you could combine the old school with the new school.
It's gotta be my team, my roster.
Yes!
You got a Game Boy? An electronic book?
Come on now, gotta get the boys.
Drew's putting the squad back together.
Here's up, Monet.
Hurry up. Come on!
Pass the ball, Kobe.
Come on, Drew, you told me these dudes can play. And this dude, he's a karate man.
Hey-ya.
He's meditating right now. This guy right here can't even see.
Flesh.
How's that geriatric team of yours? You got them all individual life alert bracelets?
You still don't believe me. I got easy.
Necroni, Necroni. That's mean, man. That's an asshole thing to do, but that makes me laugh.
He looks funny doing that.
So we gonna ball?
We gonna ball.
This is where it happens. Let's do this.
Play the game the right way. It fixes everything.
Yes. Get that out of here.
This is the moment. You gonna run away from it, or you gonna step up and take it?
Watch me.
I get buckets.
So as you can see, here's not anything really that you haven't seen before right here. You got a bunch of famous basketball players right here. Kyrie Irving, Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Webber, Reggie Miller, Nate Robinson, all doing old Negro cosplay. And Lil Rel Howery right there. He's a guy who they really tried to make you feel sorry for him. It wasn't enough that he was just a loser in life. He was a loser and an orphan.
You know? Yeah, I know. I never had any family.
He ain't never had no family.
No family. None.
And the only
your mom was a virgin birth. Not even no mother.
Yeah.
I was just hatched into the world.
He's a test tube baby. Ain't even trying to lay it on thick. And then there was a little white orphan. Ruined his basketball career before he even got started. His only chance at like redeeming himself now is winning this street ball tournament. But nobody wants to play with him ever since he got his other star players taken from him by his rival. It's funny, these two orphans just grew up still hating each other. Yeah, still messing with each other. Nick Kroll is the other orphan, of course. And so his only hope now is this geriatric. Shit. That R just hiding from my ass.
Well, there's the secret legend of Uncle Drew.
Of Uncle Drew?
Who was Uncle Drew even when he was young. I don't know how that works. But he was the greatest basketball player who just quit the game. And now he just kind of roams around, shows up on street courts. Schools the young kids and going about his business. And Lil Rel says, you old man, you can help me build a team.
That's yes.
I'm going to win the Rucker and get my mojo back and get paid.
Get my girl back.
Get my girl back. Everything's going to work out for me.
Yes. Does it? Oh, we don't want to spoil nothing for you.
Y'all have seen movies like this before.
Oh, this movie's so unpredictable. I can't tell you. I can't spoil it for you. Oh, which is funny too, because I was like, this Uncle Drew can play. Why did he stop? You know, if he can play like this at 75,
yeah.
Why was he playing street ball? Why was he not playing for like God or something? You know,
well, I don't want to spoil anything. They do tell you,
but man, that ain't enough to ruin a career like that for Uncle Drew. The way Uncle Drew can play, because that's one of the things with the movie. You have to ask yourself. It's like, wow, man, you really wanted to make an underdog story. You didn't make them like 50 or 60 years old. You made those motherfuckers almost 80.
That is a funny thing, because it could have worked with them being 50, because at that point, the athletes got to give it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they got to retire. And they even interview a bunch of older athletes who aren't 80, who you can tell are too old and still do it.
Yeah.
But no, you know, I figured they thought this will be funnier. In the tradition of, is it Dirty Grandpa or... Or Bad Grandpa. I get them mixed up. What's the Johnny Knoxville one?
Bad Grandpa.
Yeah. Or in the tradition of every black person wanting to dress up in a costume or a fat suit or something.
Sure.
You know, because it's almost like if you stay in the game long enough, you're going to be in some kind of crazy black makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Martin, I think.
That's next for us.
For the 5th anniversary party, we in fat suits.
Old fat suits.
Yeah, old fat suits. We're coming out there belly busting each other. She like, that's sexy. We'll let you in on it, girl.
Yeah, but the trick behind that is that you look old and fat, but then you do something only a young man can do.
That's it.
But we're actually old, so
yeah,
it wouldn't be that far
well,
off.
Well, we just need to be fat now. See you at the buffet.
Dust us a little baby powder and send us out there.
I'm going to tell you something, man. Right off the bat, a lot of reasons to just hate this movie, man.
Yeah, it's based on a series of commercials.
The movie's already got me mad. You know, yeah, the thing is, first of all, I told the people this in Chicago. I feel a little ripped off. Y'all know I directed one particular movie out there, and I looked at this, and I said, Uncle Drew ain't nothing but Space Jam.
Sure.
If you replace the cartoon characters with old Negroes.
Yeah.
Fake old Negroes. Mud babies or whatever. You know, I looked at that, I'm like, this is kind of the same thing.
I feel like it's a reverse Space Jam.
Sort of, yeah.
Where Lil Rel is the reverse Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Yeah, he's a reverse Michael Jordan, and then all the other guys are the actual star
players. Yeah, but the theme.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, it's almost the spiritual successor
mm-hmm.
to Space Jam, except they didn't have the budget. They didn't have the budget to animate cartoons.
Yeah,
they
Bugs Bunny costs too much money these days.
So, hey, just put this mud on your face. Sprinkle some cotton balls on there. We good to go. You know, the other thing with this is that I really cannot stand blatant cash grabs. And this movie don't get no more blatant than that. This movie was not even produced by a human being. It was produced by a soda. Pepsi.
Wow.
Pepsi came out and said, you know what? Pepsi commissioned this script because they needed to have some sort of demographic marketing. And they wanted to do it through the NBA because they felt like that was cool with young people.
Sure.
They said, we'll get these players. We'll get some of the older people out, the older generation. But for some of these younger players, we'll get some of the younger people out there if we have them come out and do this silly-ass movie right here, which is nothing but a two-hour commercial. This movie's almost 2 hours. It is nothing but a commercial for Pepsi. So they can get your kids to come in and I don't know, was Pepsi ever not popular with kids these days?
You know, it's funny because, you're saying it's a two-hour commercial, and yet somehow I didn't know Pepsi was associated until you told me. Like, they spent all this money to get me to buy Pepsi, and it didn't work.
Martin, I saw you with a Pepsi in your hand when you came out. See, that's how good the marketing is. You didn't even know it was in your hand.
Man, I ain't see Pepsi nowhere. Go!
I didn't see Pepsi at all while I drink this fine bubbly elixir. That's how great the marketing was, man.
Refreshing.
But, you know, the other thing is, and I guess maybe with me, I don't like it to the point that even if I just hear about it, it's already kind of tainted for me.
Well, to me, it's just because of how much sports is marketed. And, yeah, we're seeing from the commercial mm-hmm. the bad makeup. And sports figures, they tend to not be able to act. And also, there's a lot of cheating that goes on with movies with sports figures, especially basketball players. But it's almost like they know, well, if we throw in enough references to basketball – who's got to write jokes?
And that's true. That is true. It just seems like it's you know, from the outside looking in, it's lazy on all fronts. And also, it didn't help that what was going on the screen was kind of derivative. It was very commercialized.
Yeah.
As I told people in Chicago, look, there's a movie with a bunch of black basketball players in there. This counts as a black movie, which means that even if there's just four or five people in the audience, somebody ain't going to be able to shut up.
That's true.
Usually black people are talking because they are with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But I've just learned that if black people go to a movie by themselves,
they'll still talk.
They will talk to themselves. They will not even talk. They will sing and they will dance. Uh-huh. Uncle Drew likes the old jams. And one of the old jams they play, he gets in his van and puts on that 8-track and it's Lakeside. You know, fantastic boy.
Right.
Y'all heard this shit before. There was a Negro sitting next to me singing every word. When it came on,
I don't doubt it.
He was like the old black person at the family reunion.
Yeah.
And he actually said it. He was too, I'm not even lying to himself. He was like, yeah, shit.
That's my shit, man. Lies,
lies. And looking at you like, why aren't you dancing?
No, I want to say something to him, but he actually gave me that look like, like he's enjoying himself, man. You know, gave me that look like, it's good, ain't it? You cannot, man, when somebody's enjoying themselves that much, like, bless your heart.
Exactly.
Oh, they just dance. Yeah, and that seat just. I can see you would have been doing the same thing.
I would have been. If I was sitting there, I'd be like, hey, man, could you slide over a little bit?
That would have been y'all coming off that boat. Hey, I think it's you, Martin, down there. What, are they dressed like...
Wait, wearing an admiral's hat?
Are they dressed like the...
They're like, dressed like pirates.
Is that the... Is this like the production of Peter Pan?
By the Pirates of Penzance?
Yes. Wait a minute. This song wasn't in the program. Peter Pan coming out. Nah, man. And finally... Finally, it's, you know, the makeup in this is so bad. I was telling Martin when we went to Chicago, I said, your Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving, man, your main guy. Yeah, that's your main guy. His makeup is the worst. He looks like a piece of shit that somebody dropped on the carpet, man, and just picked up.
it does look kind
of
like.
Are you mad? What are you hear him growling.
It does look kind of like clay.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, man. It looks bad. I had the people laughing in Chicago because I said, you got your boy over here, Chris Webber. Chris Webber looked like a black Robbie Rotten from Lazy Town. Look at that shit, man. And the one that really got to me was, because not everybody needed makeup, man. You know, especially as bad as the makeup was. For some reason, they wanted to try their hand at recreating the barbershop scene from Coming to America. Yeah. So they put J.B. Smoove in makeup. And I was like, he didn't even need it.
He didn't. I thought his makeup was fine. I liked his. It has dimension to it. You could see that not everybody was worked on by the same person.
Okay, because I told people in Chicago, I thought he looked like a walrus.
No, he does. He does with that big mustache. But I'm like, okay, if I look at you and I can't right off tell who you are, then I think it's good.
Okay, because I knew it was J.B. Smoove when
once he starts talking, you know it's him.
No, I knew it was him. I got up, and when he came on screen, I said, J.B. Smoove!
Now, I think Reggie Miller's makeup looks good.
Reggie, there's some people in there that look fine. I even think that Chris Webber looks fine. And Reggie Allen has like very little makeup on.
Yeah.
You know, so his is okay.
You know, I was thinking that with him. I was like, dang, I guess he just got older. But at the end, you probably left before the uh-huh. end credits. But they show him when they're putting the makeup on him, and I was like, oh no, he's still much younger than.
Oh no, I've seen pictures of him. No, that's not him at all. No, they just did. You know, I guess with some of them, they like had money and then they just ran out with us.
Yeah.
Because Shaquille O'Neal, even he looks fine, man. And they make a joke. Well, they make a joke about him. And they say he look like Wolverine's granddad. Yeah. So, you know? So I was like, okay, at least you pointed it out.
Right.
The one that the funniest one where they really did run out of money was your boy Mike Epps. Mike,
oh, yeah.
Because Mike Epps is supposed to be old.
Right.
But he doesn't have makeup. He's just, old.
They just gave him a hat.
Yeah, they just gave him a hat. And dusted some white up in his face. Because he came up because like, he looks like...
You look like Mike Epps.
He looked like Mike Epps. And me coming up like, oh, hey, y'all. Yeah. I'm so old.
You young bloods don't know about this.
My heart right. It's like, motherfucker, you look like Mike Epps today. Right. Shut the fuck up. Like I said, man... Again, told the people in Chicago, I don't expect everything to be the award-winning Suicide Squad.
No.
You know, the Academy Award-winning Suicide Squad. You know that one for makeup, Martin?
Yeah, I know.
But they had that DC money. It ain't like the Marvel checks. But yeah, I'm not expecting that at all, man. So even with that, I was kind of disappointed in the makeup. A lot of things I'm disappointed with. And yet, Martin... I still enjoyed myself.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why.
It's the weirdest thing when you come out of something like this and you're like, wait, who is that laughing so loud? Oh, that's me. on top of all this, I thought at least the first third of this movie just wasn't even funny. I was like, man, it's not well written. These jokes are terrible. But ultimately it was the actors, the basketball players, mm-hmm. that were really good.
The basketball players, see, the movie's not good, but the basketball players are having so much fun, man.
And they really threw themselves into these roles.
You get caught up with them. They're having so much fun. You can't help it.
And even Shaq. I was like, man, Shaq is enunciating. Not only can I hear what he's saying, but he's genuinely funny here.
Oh no, Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know if they gave him the only good writing in the movie as far as some of the lines go, because the other actors, I say actors loosely because they're basketball players, right. Ex basketball players, but for not being professional actors, they're doing a damn good job, man.
Yeah,
you put them on all that makeup and they just got lost in it.
And Kyrie Irving, Uncle Drew, he really does carry this movie. Where outside of him having to use the word young blood with every piece of dialogue he said, I'm like, guys, at some point go through the script and cut some of this. He doesn't have to say it every time.
I dare y'all to do a drinking game where you drink every time Kyrie Irving says young blood, you'll be looking like him at the end of the game.
But I'm 12. But his character brings a lot of heart to this movie that by the time you hit the third act, yeah, you're fully rooting for them.
Well, that's the thing about the film, man. They really know how to make you root for the old dude, for the underdog.
Underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, and knowing that these are real basketball players who can play, it kind of has some authenticity to it. But you know, whenever these young bloods start talking shit, you can't wait for Uncle Drew to get up and whoop their ass. Uh-huh.
You talk a lot of smack for geriatrics. Shame you can't back any of it up.
Oh. He even got that old head shake when he gets. Oh.
Give me a favor, huh? Hold my nuts.
Oh, Joe Nuts.
Don't do it like that.
One person in the audience, they even said, "Fuck you." Get him, Drew. They thought Drew was a real person. You get lost with Uncle Drew, man. Uh-huh. Kyrie Irving, he really embraced his role, man.
Yeah. You know what's weird? Because something I forgot about when we were talking about it in Chicago was how the movie started with this documentary feel about...
Because they do the ESPN 30 for 30 or whatever. Yeah.
About the legend of Uncle Drew, but... It felt like it was a different movie when it started than what it turned into.
Well, I thought it was going to be a mockumentary.
Me too.
You know,
like they were really throwing in on the whole mockumentary thing, and then it just switched out of that.
Which I think
for the better. It's good that it did.
I still think they would have done well sticking to a mockumentary type of format, like they did with something like what was the one that
Fear of a Black Hat?
No. They Dewey Cox. Yeah, you know, I like that kind of thing when they do that. Because the reason why I say that is because if they had done that, of course, it's not original at all, but it probably would have been more original than what they have. Because while I enjoyed this movie, they do everything that has been done hundreds of times before for the old versus young.
Yeah.
The old versus young trope. And, of course, you get schooled in something where nobody knows how good you are. You know, you get sharked, you get played. And the one that I'm getting tired of seeing in anything, it goes for old versus young, fish out of water, undercover things. You know, the dance sequence.
Sure.
You know, somebody always wants to make fun of someone. And then the person has to get up and show them their moves.
I can dance,
too. They can dance, too. Except, I said this in Chicago. Normally, I hate the person that's trash talking. The person that's being an asshole here, actually, they make a lot of sense.
Do we amuse you?
Yo, you're in the club, and you're pushing 80, bro.
That's a valid question. that's a valid observation.
Does the club have an age limit?
What did that? There was a dignified bar right down the street where they could have sat down and talked.
It ain't playing music like this. They might like this kind of music.
So in other words,
so they're not allowed to enjoy this kind of music.
So in other words, 30 years from now, look for me and Martin. Look for me, lay young blood.
Yeah, I 30 years, I want to recover and replay your words back to you. Be like, oh, I was young and stupid. I didn't know what I was saying.
And what's up with your boy, Frederick Douglass?
Yeah, don't get mad. You look like Frederick Douglass, man. No. You can't say shit.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. I'm going to look like 80-year-old Buck. We said. Yeah, you can't say shit, man. You got to take that one.
Hey.
Ho.
hold my beer.
Heartbreaks and 808s. Turn around one leg to fade away. Even with a beard, I got a baby face. AFA crossover, hesitate. I've been working on my outside game. Breeze start to rain, it's in the outside game. Need my name on my jersey and all caps. Crossed over to my goal, overcame.
Okay, these scenes are fun. I know why they put them in, but I will have to make out two little observations. One is that they don't dance all that well. That part that you saw right there, it starts out good.
Yeah.
Then they do that old uncle dance, and you know, they read out the old uncles when they start dancing. It ain't that good.
Well, but that's the thing. I was, because usually I hate a scene like this in a movie. Like watching Cocoon, I like it, except when they get to the
breakdance. Break By the way, that part's so embarrassing, you can't even find it on YouTube.
Oh, really?
I've tried.
Really?
Yeah. Even like, man, this is stupid. This is unrealistic.
Like,
no.
Like, you're making a great movie here. You just got a little too ahead of yourself.
This old, white man breakdance.
I understand he's young now, but that still wouldn't teach him how to break dance.
No! What kind of alien powers is that? Yeah. I was like, you get the powers of the street.
Right. So here, when they start doing that, I was like, oh, no, not this. But, man, it's kind of fun. And then they don't go full-on breakdance. And they just start – they do dance like people who are maybe in their 60s.
Yeah.
But not like 80. But they don't – they aren't dancing like they're 20-something.
No, they're not. But that brings me to another point there, is that the guys who are dancing against them, they have a dance off a battle. And the guys – the younger guys, of course, are better.
Yeah.
Much better. But when these guys get out there and start doing these old moves, you know, it'd be one thing if the guys that they were battling against would be like, all right, respect, old man, you know, but now they're like, oh, you've defeated us again. Oh no. Their dancing powers are too much for us.
Yeah, but didn't you think it was weird that in a club you had dance troops, like professional crumping dance troops, that suddenly get out to challenge these old people with coordinated moves? Like, it's just a nightclub where everybody just goes to dance and hook up.
And they're old dudes, man. Why you gotta, like, yeah, do that to them?
And you're like, you know, they're like, all right, we just got back from the competition. Now let's show these oldsters. Let's serve them.
Yeah. No, it was weird, man. It was just like,
weird. It's weird. It's like, it could have fun. But it's weird.
It could have played out differently, I thought. But you know what? I still had fun with it. Like
it's,
I said,
it's,
man.
It's you know what? All those cliches and everything. I was like, you know, sometimes a movie, it's a comfort food movie.
Exactly.
It's all about being a feel good and leaving everybody feeling good after they walk out. And I was you know what? That was the goal of this movie, and that's what it did. It succeeded at that.
No, I mean, everybody. If you ain't got makeup on, you're probably not as good as the other guys, you know, because you're kind of doing your own thing. Like the basketball players, they're doing something different, man. You know, they're actually playing different characters.
Right.
And that's cool. Your other people in here.
Unlike Tiffany Haddish, she was just playing Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish, I love Tiffany Haddish, but you
got to change it up.
There's going to be an expiration date on that. This Haddish is old. You got to get something else. What's his name? Lil Rel Howery, man. He's still new. He got that Get Out scent on him. You know, everybody still love him. But I will tell you this: Tiffany Haddish being Tiffany Haddish, that's one thing. But this guy right here, man, at least he was the emotional character in the movie. Feel for him.
He was. I mean, you know, it's mostly his story arc.
Yeah.
You forget that sometimes because he gets upstaged by the basketball players.
Of course.
But it was something that occurred to me, and I didn't think to say it until we had Alec Miracle up, is that he was pretty much a discount Kevin Hart here. It's like they wrote the script for Kevin Hart, and he was just like, that ain't near enough money. Because they make all the short jokes and just everything that's set up for him.
Oh, no, Hollywood is happy. We got a discount Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's that was a good observation there. And, you know, but I would tell you, the person that was the funniest to me, the person that I thought was not going to be, and I chuckled a little bit in the trailer when Nick Kroll did his thing. I didn't think anybody else would like it, so I just kept it to myself.
The only way to defeat one's enemy is to become one's enemy.
What?
What?
Wait. Stop it.
You're crazy.
You're psycho.
I laughed at that during the trailer, but I never admitted it. But he's funny in the movie.
Well, I've seen Nick Kroll play this kind of asshole villain before, and I've seen it get old, and here it always cut right before it got to a point where it was on my nerves. So it just kept me laughing.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but and plus he wasn't in it a lot. Right. Like right at the moment where you probably would get tired of him, they you know they cut him out. And look, you can see the movie and tell that. Look, man, they can't even spend money on the makeup, so you know they ain't spent no money on lighting and sure. You know, it's like they did what they had to do.
It's
you
actually
know?
Not as cheap of a movie as I expected it to be.
I thought the same. It's still cheap. You can look at it and tell that this is not a high budget movie, and that's fine. That is fine. You know, this is a movie that, as I said, it's one of those Hollywood. You know, it's cheap for Hollywood.
Yeah,
you know, this is pocket change for Hollywood, and because it's. They know where most of the money's going to come in, so they kept the budget low. It's not anything that has a lot of style to it. You know, it's not flashy. It's kind of flat, actually. But for all the complaints that I had, as I was saying, man, this movie is one of those rare films that defies nature, man. Mm-hmm. This movie should have been stillborn.
Yeah.
You know, this movie should have been dead on arrival.
This should have been something that we came in either feeling defeated by or couldn't wait to make fun of. Or want to see at Master Pancake Theater or Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Look, man, I was on a roll. I was ready for my next victim. I just got off of Show Dogs.
I know.
I just got off of Gotti. You know, I was like, who's my next victim? I was ready to go up against Uncle Drew. And I got in there, and as much as I really did, because I know y'all wanted it, I want to talk shit, but I couldn't, man. I couldn't. I said, I'm having a good time. Don't get me wrong. I would not go out and watch this on my own, probably, but I will say this, that if I saw families in there.
Yeah.
And it is a perfect family movie, man.
It is a really good family.
It's inoffensive. No. Uh-huh. It's not nasty. It's not, you know, it's one of those, and I know you see a lot of black comedians, so you probably think there's a lot of dirty jokes in there. No. That's not. This is really a PG movie meant for the family. And it's entertaining.
Yeah.
On its own level. And I said, you know what? That's what I was saying, man. It's one of those movies where you say, man, he ain't bothering nobody.
Exactly.
Leave Uncle Drew alone. He ain't hurting nobody. Well, you're hurting that dude right there.
That dude was asking for it.
Yeah, but he was asking for it. You know, he messing with him is good. Y'all going to think I'm crazy, man. Somebody in Chicago got mad at me for saying, I thought I was about to get shot. I said, I'd give this movie a matinee, a low matinee. But family, you bring your kids in there. You enjoy it. It really is on a Saturday afternoon family film. Mm-hmm. Let's just go watch something, have some light fun. And I can't criticize it anymore for doing what it means to do.
Yeah, it is one of those things where, you know, if you have this certain goal and it's somewhat noble and you achieve it, then why should I be mad?
I tell you what I saw in the movie when I was watching it. It's one of those movies where, okay, I was like 8 years old in some movie that came on TV all the time, and I loved it. Now, when I saw it again at like 18 or 19, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is shitty, man. This movie's not that good. But I still have fun memories of it. Like, I recognize it not being that great of a film, but...
And by that rationale, that's why I give it a high rental instead of a low matinee.
Oh, okay. Well, way to turn my shit against me. Martin just juked me on the court. Oh, shit. My ankle, Martin, shit. You just broke my ankle.
And dunked on you.
Pulled Uncle Drew on me, man.
Because, you know, it is what it is. To me, it's one of those movies where if it came on TV and you saw it, it'd be like, wow, that was so much fun. And the family would sit around the TV and watch it, and probably it could even become that thing that you'd all bond over all the time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have a feeling that's going to be one of those movies that kids are going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, they who you raised by, Uncle Drew?
So we going to ball?
We going to ball.
This is where it happens. Let's do this.
Play the game the right way. It fixes everything.
Yes!
Get that out of here.
This is the moment. You gonna run away from it, or you gonna step up and take it?
Watch me.
I get buckets.
Uncle Drew!
Time out!
Who are you?
I'm here to make sure that he's tall enough to ride the ride that my man's about to put him on.